This morning we have joining us on the phone Kate Olson, the Cass County Extension Director, because this is Extension and Outreach Week for 2024, and they are going to crow all about all the things they're doing this week and have a little fun doing it. Kate, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How about you, Jim?
Very good, thank you. Tell me a little bit about the importance of reaching out during Extension Week.
Yeah, so Extension Week is basically all about celebrating our partnerships, celebrating all of the clients, all the people who have worked with us to have the impact that we've had across Cass County and across the state. Just kind of having a little fun with it, inviting people, if they're not familiar with Extension or maybe not familiar with all that we do, to come in and learn a little bit more about what we do and how we have an impact locally and regionally.
It's kind of funny. We have a week for Extension to do some outreach when it's Extension and Outreach all year long.
Yes, it is Extension and Outreach all week or all year long. But yeah, this week it's more just about the awareness. So, you know, you're right. Everybody thinks about Extension, especially like, you know, 4-H, Fair Week, things like that. So there's certainly things that we do throughout the year that maybe are a little more visible than others. But there's lots of things going on. There's always things going on at Extension. That's one of the best parts about my job is I'm never bored.
And always busy, that's for sure. Well, and Extension has changed so much over the last, I mean, pick a number, 30, 40, 50 years. I mean, it used to be a place where largely it would be, you know, those producers out there to come and gather information to help them down on the farm. But you've got everybody in the office.
We do. We cover a little bit of everything. So, yeah, you're right. I mean, Extension has been in Cass County. We celebrated our 100th anniversary in 2018 in Cass County. So it's definitely evolved. It started as, you know, the corn trains in the early 1900s, getting information and resource out to farmers. Around that same time, beginning of the century, is when a lot of our youth clubs formed, which turned into the statewide and now worldwide 4-H program that many people probably know from the club structure when they were younger, but certainly we've expanded beyond clubs now. We do tons of camps. We're in the schools. We're working with local partners like Farm Bureau on ag outreach. So we just have a ton of things going on throughout the year. And then obviously the agriculture and 4-H are two pieces of it with our youth and our agriculture side. The other piece of our agriculture side that people probably know about but don't necessarily think of it as the ag side of Extension, but ag and natural resources actually encompasses our Master Gardener program as well. Obviously, our Master Gardeners here in Cass County are very active year-round doing projects, trips, fundraisers, things like that. We've talked recently about all the things our Master Gardeners have coming up this spring and into the summer. And then beyond that, we're very active with our human sciences. So we do a lot of outreach to families. We do a lot of stuff with local foods coming up here next week. We're doing some mental health training. We're involved with the Cass County Mental Health Coalition. And coming up in 2 weeks, we're doing a local child care provider training. And then we also work in community economic development with some of our local partners there, bringing new and creative ideas for building and keeping local businesses in Cass County.
You bet. And the words you just used, local partners, that's one of the things about Extension, too, that you know, folks use Extension as a resource, but you're not afraid to reach out and partner up with other organizations, other entities to be able to provide even more.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, we're a staff of 3 full-time people in our office, so we definitely couldn't do all of the programs that we do without our local partners bringing people to the table. We have field specialists that serve multiple counties that they're out there working with people in Cass County and surrounding counties. We have a huge group of volunteers that we work with around the county, and we're recognizing those folks this week, and also next week is National Volunteer Week, so we get to celebrate our volunteers 2 weeks in a row. But everything from our 4-H Youth Committee to our Master Gardener volunteers. We just got done with tax season and our volunteer income tax volunteers. And, you know, all the way up to we work with an elected unpaid board that our Extension Council runs and works with all of our budgets, our big picture programming guidance. They're from all across Cass County, giving us feedback and perspective on what the needs are in their parts of the county. So We couldn't do it without our business partners. We couldn't do it without our media partners, certainly, helping us get the word out. And we couldn't do it without all of our volunteers and participants. So that's what we're celebrating this week is we couldn't definitely not have the impact that we have in Cass County if we didn't have all those people working together.
You bet. Well, and living in a rural area as we do, it's hard to believe that there's an issue or a topic that someone in the area couldn't certainly benefit that they would pick up through Extension. So you really do have an effect and an impact on nearly everyone who lives here in the area. I want to talk a little bit about some of the activities you have going on this week, because it's not just an opportunity to for folks to learn more. It's an opportunity to celebrate as well. And I see you got some fun stuff going on.
We do. So obviously, anybody's welcome to stop by our office at any time that they want to pick up information. And we certainly do get a lot of people into our office. But if folks don't know where we are, we invite them to stop by and see us. Especially this week, we've got some fun goodie bags we're going to be handing out. Kids can come pick up a free activity bag, a grab-and-go activity bag. And we're also just going to have some fun extra handouts, be featuring some of our program flyers and upcoming events. If people want to stop in and chat and see where we're at, we're on the fairgrounds in Atlantic. We've been there on the north side of the community center for about 20 years now. And we still have some folks that are like, oh, wow, I didn't know you were here. So we always want to get the word out, have people come in and say hi, see us, pick up some fun giveaways this week, and then just learn a little bit more about what we've got going on. So people are welcome to stop by anytime this week and pick up some goodie bags or some giveaways. We'll also be online. We're doing a ton of online promotions. So we are really trying to get the word out. We do a lot of our program promotion now. A lot of folks are online, whether it's websites, social media, things like that. So Extension statewide has a lot of online programs. But we also work very hard to keep our website up to date with all, you know, current resources, all of our upcoming programs, news and events. So we're going to be doing kind of a double-edged scavenger hunt, calling it iSpySci. So we're tying into our connection with the research and resources of Iowa State University. So we're going to have Sci both hiding on our website somewhere every day and also posting a picture on our social media about where Sci has been out around in our local communities over the past couple weeks. So we invite people to take a guess at one or both of those if they can find Sci either on our website or guess where we took his photo during the week. We'll be giving away some prizes online too.
And I can't believe someone doesn't know this, but Sci is a very large cardinal and gold colored mascot for Iowa State University. So I'm guessing with those bright colors, he shouldn't be terribly tough to find.
He should not be terribly tough to find, no. For this one, we're actually doing a lot of, maybe younger kids will be familiar with the flat Stanley concept. So we have a flat Sci on a stick. And he's been roaming around Cass County getting his picture taken for the last couple weeks. So we're going to post some of those fun pictures and see if people can guess where he's been.
Okay. So a couple of different ways to find Sci, and we're making it pretty easy. You don't have to do an actual run-around-town scavenger hunt or anything like that, but just check it out both online and on the social media pages, too. When you say social media, you've got all of them?
So we are on Facebook, our Cass County, Iowa Extension, Cass County, Iowa State University Extension. And then we also have Instagram for our Cass County, Iowa 4-H program.
Okay, very good. And how would they enter that contest?
So if you are on one of those social media platforms, you can just comment on the photo. If you're not, you can just stop by our office and pick up a prize or see if you can give us a guess.
Okay, very good. And as you said, all you have to do is stop in the office anyway, and you're probably going to come away with some stuff.
Absolutely. You're going to find out about a new program. We have tons of resources out there now. We're switching over seasons, so we've got tons of yard and garden resources sitting out there, tons of food gardening resources. We're getting geared up with our partners to start another year of the Grow Another Row program, so we're excited about that. You know, we always got stuff going on in Extension, so you're never going to know if you don't visit our website or stop by the office, so we want you to do that.
Very good. And if you have any thoughts about some possible programming or some ideas that maybe Extension could take a look at providing here locally, I suppose you probably always have your ears open for that.
Absolutely, yeah. We have lots of new programs, always new programs coming out. Our human sciences specialist reached out this week and said, hey, you know somebody who works in this area. So we do lots of programs. We're always looking for new partners, new opportunities, you know, what folks would like to see come to the community that we could bring. We're looking at some new programs that we're going to be bringing this fall or throughout the summer. So, yeah, it's always something new, and we hope people will stay connected with us and get engaged with those programs.
Very good. Office open 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., correct?
Correct, Monday through Friday.
All right. And this Monday through Friday, today through Friday, 15th through the 19th of April, is Extension and Outreach Week. So stop in and see the folks there and learn more about all the programming and the activities that they do have available for you here locally. And make sure you try to spy Cy this week, too. There's some fabulous prizes involved. So make sure you get in on that as well. Kate Olson, thank you so much for the time. Enjoy the great week.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jim. We hope you'll come out and see us.